KDOM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. Jumping in here for the Coach's Show. Unfortunately, the Minnesota Twins not able to get the job done against the Angels. But we're bringing you some coaches from the area here on KDOM, so stay tuned as we talk local football as well as Wyndham Volleyball. Coming up here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1. And before we get to the coaches, since we're starting a little late, would like to announce the Player of the Week, the Leading Edge Credit Union Player of the Week. Just had two games this week that we covered, but one performance stood out above the rest, and that was from Wyndham Junior Volleyball star Ember Struck. And Ember Struck is your Leading Edge Credit Union Player of the Week for KDOM Radio. So congratulations to Ember and the Eagles on a big win last night against the Pipestone Arrows. We'll talk with Coach Fast about that game and more, as well as some area football coaches. So stay tuned here on KDOM.
Sit right, get on the road again. No matter the make and model. Call 831-4767. Smith Automotive Company.
Now, Hy-Vee Fuel Saver is Hy-Vee Perks. Get the same great benefits like fuel savings. Plus, save even more with members-only Hy-Vee Perks prices. Make the switch or sign up today. It's free and easy.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM. I've got Coach Curry of Heron Lake Okabena Fulda Football. And Coach, a tough one to stomach on Friday. Heck of a game. Battle looked like, you know, one of those slobber knocker type of games against Adrian Ellsworth. And, you know, an overtime game against the Dragons. You're coming down from 11-man, I'm sure, very physical ball club. And you guys took that overtime loss 16-14.
Slobberknocker was absolutely the way that I described it. And I told the kids after, I said, you can't appreciate it now because it stings too much. But it was a classic high school football game. You know, both teams going at it, throwing punches at each other. I thought we did a really good job of matching their physicality. And I was very proud of the kids as to how well we stepped up, because Adrian is known so much as that physical, punishing type of presence. And I thought we brought that right to him. And unfortunately, a couple times the ball bounced their way and not ours, and they were able to get the two in overtime, and we didn't. And that's the way football goes, unfortunately, sometimes. But it was a heck of a football game.
Yeah, definitely a tough pill to swallow, but going to have to turn right back around here. And on Friday, you guys at home have a really good Hills Beaver Creek team. You know, headed into the season, everybody kind of knew Hills was going to be that team in the area. But, you know, a chance for you guys to kind of bounce back after a tough loss. And I'm sure you're hungry and got a good, really good team here in Hills Beaver Creek coming to town.
No question. I think they're the number one team in the state. They're really, really good. And we've been talking to the kids this week about we got to take a swing at them. You know, when a team is that good and that talented as they are, it doesn't do you any good to kind of sit in your hands and you know, hope, you know, play not to lose and whatever. Like, you have to take a swing at a team like that, and that's the plan. Is let's see where we're at. You know, we scrimmaged them a few weeks ago, and so it's a team we know really well, and they know us really well, and so it'll be fun a fun battle to see one of the premier teams in the state and give them our best shot.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Well, good luck on Friday. We appreciate you stopping by, as always, to talk to us here on the Coach's Show. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Sounds good, Zach. Thank you.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Rocks damage our equipment and break our backs, demanding time we don't have. Now there's a new way to pick rock, a service that takes care of it for you. TerraClear's end-to-end rock picking service has you covered all year round. Call AgPoint Solutions, your local authorized service provider, to schedule today.
AgPoint Solutions, 507-832-0008.
I am State Farm Agent Stacy Sano in Wyndham, and I'm proud to support our local and area sports. I'm a member of our community, living and working side by side with you, offering great rates and even better service. Call us at 507-831-4705. State Farm, people you know.
We'll Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Hildebrand of Mountain Lake Area Football. And Coach, real tough one Saturday on the road, taking on Westbrook Walnut Grove. And knew it was going to be a good game there on Saturday, but unfortunately you guys, you know, suffering a huge injury to Ethan Ron there in the middle of the game. And, you know, just a tough one to overcome there. And the Chargers ended up getting the win 22-12.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't anything that we wanted. Ethan has done everything we've ever asked for him for 4 years for us. I hate to see his career ending this way. He's just one of the best kids I've ever coached, and I'm not even talking just skills on the field. He just is that good of a kid. So it was one that definitely took the wind out of our sails. He tried to keep the morale up with the team and was a good leader on the sideline. But anytime you have the lack of experience that we have this year, you're kind of leaning on guys like him to really, really carry the load. And he was doing that and, you know, didn't complain at all ever about anything, switching positions. And it just, I really, my heart goes out to him. And he's having to deal with, you know, probably the likelihood that his football career is done for good, you know, even at the next level. So just wanted to say that first and foremost, that you know, we appreciate everything he's done. As far as the game, we knew Westbrook had some really, really good athletes, and they get him in positions to succeed. And the Swanson kid made a couple of really nice plays on the outside to score a couple touchdowns, and the Keel kid controlled the ball on the ground. So they presented us some challenges in that way. And I thought we adjusted a little bit in the second half with our freshman quarterback coming in, who is a little bit more comfortable throwing than running at this point in his career. And Triton came in there and, you know, threw a few nice balls, and we were able to move the ball at least on one possession there and get a touchdown, make it a little bit closer in the second half. So not the outcome we wanted, you know, on the scoreboard as well as just kind of what it means for us big picture this season. But, you know, we're still out here working.
Absolutely, Coach. And, you know, coming up here on Friday, you guys taking on the Edgerton Flying Dutchman, and, you know, they're a team that has gone through it, you know, a couple of years ago, and now are really starting to find their rhythm. And, you know, there is a history, a more recent history, especially between the Dutchman and the Wolverines, and they're going to be ready no matter the situation coming up on Friday.
They're a great team. I've got to watch both their games that they've played thus far this year, and they're going to present us a lot of challenges. I'm not going to lie with that. Their physicality and size and speed, it's going to be a challenge for us. They're a team that we've played in the playoffs the last couple of years, and or the last few years, I guess, and there's somebody who's familiar with us, and we're familiar with them, and right now they're rolling, and they're hungry, and, you know, I'd love to go out there and beat them on Friday, but I'm also happy for them as a program because they do things the right way. They're very well coached, and their kids are hungry. You know, they have come up short the last few years, whether it be against us or Hills, and they're trying to adjust on a few things to be able to take that next step and get back to where they have been before, you know, as a former state championship program. And it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a tough one for us coming in a little bit shorthanded. But our kids are excited for the challenge. And whether they completely understand the beast that they're going to be going against on Friday, or not, we're going to, you know, try to put them in positions to succeed to the best of our ability.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Good luck on Friday, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
Thank you, Zach.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Five Star Realty is the place to go. Call 832-8100.
It's no secret that delivering a winning performance depends on preparation. Bank Midwest understands. That's why our team is best in class and strong. Bank Midwest, where your great experience is waiting.
Great experience, one place.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Shenegas of Red Rock Central Football. Coach, 2-0 on the season. Big win on Friday at home against Nicollet. Looked to be a high-scoring affair for you guys, back and forth offensively, getting the win there 77-44.
Yeah, you know, I thought offensively we were pretty sound again. Defensively, you know, Nicollet is the type of team that causes some headaches because it is a little bit of a schoolyard approach to football. You know, I get a really good quarterback. He's really shifty. He always finds, you know, found ways to break contain in the pocket and put the stress on the secondary to cover for a long time. And, you know, a couple of times that got us. But, you know, defensively, you know, get a defensive score early in the game to kind of set the tone, and then get a stop and a couple possessions in a row and put some points on the board was a good start for us. So we can continue to do that. You know, I think we got a chance to be in games and have chances to win in the fourth quarter. And like we always talk about, that's all we're really looking for.
Absolutely, Coach. And, you know, coming up here on Friday, you guys have a Renville County West team. They're 1-1. Their one loss is coming to one of the better teams in the state in Hills Beaver Creek. They did take down Nicollet first game of the season in a close one. What are your expectations headed into Friday against the Jaguars of RCW?
You know, I think it's going to be the same as you see from them every year, right? They always got a big physical downhill runner. They got some good-sized linemen that do a good job in their scheme. The one thing that they are lacking this year, in my opinion, compared to past years, is big playmakers on the outside. You know, those guys they have playing out there right now are you know, fairly young, and just not as polished as the guys that they had as at those spots in the last couple of seasons. So, and with that then comes the guys on the back end of the defense as well, you know, the same guys that flip over and play in secondary. So if we can, find a way to get our runners into their second level, I like our chances offensively to be able to move the ball. But we're going to have to be sound up front. You know, they do a really good job there of scheming us. You know, we've played them. This will be the 15th time we've played them in 9 years. So nothing that we're going to do is going to surprise them, and nothing they're going to do is going to surprise us. So we just have to, you know, be ready and be sound in our assignments and make sure that we run to the ball and tackle.
All right, Coach. Well, congratulations on the start of the season. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Zach.
We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Of quality. 8301353. Coron's Electric today.
BARC is your place to gather. The Business Arts and Recreation Center has unique and affordable rooms to rent, a performing arts auditorium, full-size gym, library, art gallery, recreation room, and more. Located in downtown Wyndham, BARC is near local shopping and dining options. Visit www.barkwyndham.com.
It is now time for Coach Ross of the Westbrook Walnut Grove Chargers here on the Coach's Show. And Coach, Saturday you guys had Mountain Lake area come to town, and, you know, obviously a tough opponent always, but you guys able to get the win there 22-12.
Yeah, you know what, our kids came off of a very disappointing loss in week one, losing a 16-point lead in the fourth quarter and losing in overtime. So they worked pretty hard all week. Saturday was a big celebration as we brought back our, you know, the Westbrook Walnut Grove or Westbrook 2 state championships and then Westbrook Walnut Grove state championship 2000 team. So it was a big day. It was a Saturday afternoon game, and the kids are up to the challenge, and we were able to pull out a 22-12 victory. You know, there's some things we could take from the game. You know, we had chances to add on to the lead and make it bigger, and and we didn't do that, and something we didn't do the week before when Mountain Lake kind of crept back into it, had a two-point conversion to pull within eight, and our D came up huge and made the stop to keep it at a 10-point lead and forced him into an onside kick situation. So, you know, our kids learned a lot from week one, carried it over to week two, and were able to get the victory 22-12. We had some nice play by Neil Keel, who's, you know, over 200 yards for the two games to start the season, just a bruising running back. He had a good game. And then our new quarterback, Connor Jacobs, you know, he's only played two games in his varsity career, and, you know, he's passing at about a 65% completion, over a couple hundred yards, and he was able to score one through the air and one on the ground, which was awesome. We haven't had that from our quarterback, where they've had to game plan or think about our quarterback running, and Connor was able to score on a nice 10-yard quarterback draw. So we had a lot of good play. Drew Swanson made some great catches to help out our young quarterback and turn them into touchdowns. And you know, another big play in the game was Kyle Curry stepped in at quarterback when Jacobs got dinged up on the previous play, and it was 3rd and 12, and we went up to the air, and he was able to throw a touchdown pass. So a lot of good things happened Saturday for the Chargers, and our defense played really well, holding them to 12 points in the game, which is awesome. And we came out of there 1-1 on the season and getting ready for Adrian the upcoming Friday.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned Adrian there, you know, Friday, coming down from 11-man from last year. They're coming off a big overtime win against the Coyotes of HLOF. What are some things you're looking for from your guys here, first road game of the year?
Well, you know, that's the next thing. You know, we're not old, so this road situation is still relatively new to the guys. It's totally different. You know, we're in school. The kids need to make sure they have all their stuff because there's no going home to get it and all that stuff. And just the idea of going on the road, but playing in Adrian, we talked to the kids. The last time I've coached a football game in Adrian was 1997. So we actually made reference to that. I have a couple football players that golf for me, and you can see the football field from the golf course. So we made jokes about, hey, maybe we'll play there this fall. And sure enough, you know, the schedule makers made that happen. And we'll go down there. We scrimmaged them right away this year. They've totally went 180 from what they were doing in the scrimmage. So we'll see what they come out in. I know they're bigger, and they're going to come out and try to pound it at us. And we've got to be up to the challenge defensively. And offensively, we just got to keep rolling and keep minimizing the mistakes. And it should be a good ball game.
All right. Sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks, Zach. Appreciate it.
You bet. And we'll be back with more here on The Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
With over 40 years of State Farm insurance experience under one roof, Kelsey Fossing State Farm in Springfield puts the life in life insurance and will double-check to make sure you're getting all of your discounts. Contact Kelsey Fossing State Farm Insurance Agency in Springfield at 507-723-6295.
Midway Farm Equipment is the region's only independently owned AGCO dealer. From Massey Ferguson tractors and Gleaner combines to precision planters and versatile track tractors, we have it all at Midway Farm Equipment, celebrating 93 years in Mountain Lake.
DeFreeze Collision Center. We don't have to meet by accident. In class, we're repairing them to make them last. 831-4121.
The DeFreeze Collision Center of Windham.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Minion of Windham Football. And Coach, first loss of the season Friday on the road, taking on a Pipestone Arrow team that has a lot of athletes. And, you know, you saw that in that matchup. And you know, you guys able to drive the ball a couple of times, but a couple of those drives stalling. And, you know, had a really good drive there in the third quarter that got the touchdown, but, you know, a little bit of that too little, too late situation and took that loss there 26-7.
Yeah. Pipestone's a pretty good team. They've got a lot of good athletes kind of at all levels of, you know, in the trenches, on the back, the quarterback's really good. So they're a good team. Credit goes to them. We had some mistakes. We dropped, I think, 8 or 9 passes. So those kind of hurt us when we're kind of driving the ball. We get put behind the sticks. Defensively, I thought we competed pretty well, especially being shorthanded. But, you know, we lost 7-26, and I think we're excited to keep improving. Hopefully we get to play those guys again.
Absolutely. A lot of history there between those two teams. And, you know, a tough loss there, but a chance to bounce back here this week, Friday at home. Really good Laverne team coming to town. What are you looking for from your guys here to try to pick up this win?
Yeah. Laverne does a lot of the similar things that Pipestone did offensively. So we'll be looking to just compete and try to stop their running game. They're a really physical team. They've got some size up front, so we'll have to be pretty physical and play really hard up front on defense and on offense. And then we just have to be a little bit sharper in our execution. You know, I mentioned the drop passes and some miscues and, you know, poorly timed penalties that we had against Pipestone, so we've got to clean those things up. And then if we play a really clean game of football and are executing and our efforts very high, it should be a fun game on Friday night.
Sounds good, Coach. We're excited to be there Friday at Island Park. 7 o'clock kickoff on Hot Country 94.3. Appreciate the time, Coach Minion, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yep, thanks, Zach. Appreciate it.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on The Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
When it comes to vehicles, nobody knows them better than Grunewald Frame and Glass of Windham. Vehicle maintenance and repairs, glass replacements, oil and lube changes, tire and remote start systems. Grunewald Frame and Glass. Give them a call today at 507-831-0207.
Hilltop Recycling in Sanborn is your scrap recycling center. They buy and process all kinds of scrap vehicles, appliances, metals, and more for fair prices, local pickup, and roll-off boxes. Call and get your quote at 507-648-3398.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Fast of Windham Volleyball. And Coach, we'll go back here to last Thursday. You guys had a matchup on the road against a conference opponent in Laverne. You guys able to get the win there 3-0. I'm sure that had to feel pretty good.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it wasn't only a, you know, like you said, it was conference, but it was also a one that we needed to get for our section seedings. You never know with the first week of school and traveling. You know, the girls just, I was really proud of how the girls showed up and played hard. That third set, we had a little letdown, but we rallied back, and we were ahead, and then they caught up to us. And but towards the end, the girls put the game away, and we were able to come away with that third set to wrap the night up. I think the biggest thing, we really served the ball well. We kept them on a system, which was a benefit for us. And then offensively, we were able to have all three hitters coming at them.
Yeah, Coach, you know, it's good to get the win there. And we talked about it on that Wednesday, knew it was going to be, you know, a crazy week and a long weekend. And, you know, headed over to Lakeview for that tournament there. And looks like it didn't go the way I'm sure you guys would have liked. But getting to play some volleyball on a Saturday, I'm sure it felt pretty good as well.
Yeah, really, it did not go well. The girls know it didn't go well. We know it didn't go well. We did not come mentally prepared. We played as what I would refer to as safe volleyball. We didn't have a lot of errors, so we didn't beat ourselves on the air side. We just beat ourselves by playing safe and not being mentally prepared to play volleyball on a Saturday morning. You know, we've talked about it, and we're going to learn from it. We realize what we need to work on. We know we got to get mentally tougher, especially on Saturdays, so we're ready to play. But like I told the girls, we live and learn, and we move on, and that's what we did. We moved on, and when we ended Saturday, I just looked at him and said, I'm not going to talk about today. Let's just move on and get ready for Pipestone.
Well, you guys did just that, and it looked like, you know, the mentality was there yesterday against Pipestone, a 3-1 win. And, you know, a couple girls dealing with some injuries or some blood, you know, on the floor there for a little bit and, you know, some injuries here or there. But you guys fought through it, really persevered, and got that win 3-1 against Pipestone.
Yeah, so Anya cut her finger, so we got her a new knee pad. We got her wrapped up. Ember took, our middle Ember struck, took a hard hit from Pipestone's outside off the top of her hand on the block, so she's got a nice jammed up finger. But, you know, the girls, really, I'm just so proud of how they came refocused, had that mentality, had the mental toughness. We knew it was going to be a battle. Pipeson was much improved. Shelley's their new coach, and she has a lot of experience. So, you know, we knew we had to stop their outsides. Their two outsides are their go-to hitters. They played a lot of volleyball. They're really good athletes. I'm just, like I said, the second set, we did not play well. We were on the defense constantly. We were sending them free balls, which allowed them to be in system and run three attackers at us. But once we got through that second set and understood that kind of, we talked about the weekend and after that second set and how we played safe again. We can't play safe. We've got to play aggressive. We've got to swing. We've got to serve hard. We've got to execute the game plan. And the girls really did a phenomenal job of executing that game plan and what we went in with that mentality.
For sure, a big win there last night here at the Nest, but going to be away from the Nest for a little while now. Coming up, another little tournament on Saturday in Jackson. We'll be taking on New Ulm and Murray County Central, and then got to turn right back around there the following Tuesday and take on the Huskies there in Jackson. What are some things you're looking for from your girls here the next couple of days trying to lead into this weekend and a big week next week?
Yeah, so we have MCC and New Ulm in our pool, like you said, on Saturday. Don't know much about them. Have to do some research and some digging to figure out how we're going to beat those two teams to get ourselves into the gold bracket. I think the biggest thing for this Saturday is just making sure that we come mentally prepared and mentally ready to play and focused up and play aggressive volleyball. Because, like you said, Tuesday we turn around and we go back to Jackson. And have a big matchup with the Huskies down there. You know, Deidre's done a nice job. They're good. No doubt about it. They're tough. They're good. I think they're currently ranked number 8 in class AA in the coaches poll. So we've got our work cut out for us next Tuesday, but the girls have a great attitude about it and are looking forward to it.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coaches Show. Good luck here this weekend, and we'll see you next Tuesday in Jackson.
Sounds great. Thanks, Zach.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Hall's Handy Heating and Cooling in Mountain Lake is ready to help you with all of your heating and cooling needs. Service or replacement, Hall's Handy Heating and Cooling has you covered. Call 507-621-1018 and talk to John today.
Connect your world with WyndhamNet, your local fiber optic telecommunications provider. Business and residential phone service, internet service, home Wi-Fi, and cable TV. Find out more at WyndhamNet.com.
KDOM Radio, that's going to do it for the Coach's Show. Sped through it a little bit, but we needed to get it in here on this Wednesday night after the Twins. Once again, your Leading Edge Credit Union KDOM Player of the Week, Wyndham Junior Volleyball Player Ember Struck, with her performance in the win last night against Pipestone. 73 degrees here in Wyndham. Have a great rest of your day and enjoy the classic country music here on KDOM.